Morning Watch, Living in and with the Divine Trinity, Week 4. Living with the Divine Trinity, 1. Living with Christ as Emmanuel, having the resurrected Christ living in us. Monday, John 15, verse 4. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit of itself unless it abides in the vine, so neither can you unless you abide in me. 1 John 4, verse 13. In this we know that we abide in him and he in us, that he has given to us of his Spirit. Matthew 1, verse 23. Behold, the virgin shall be with child and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Matthew 18, verse 20. For where there are two or three gathered into my name, there am I in their midst. Matthew 28, verse 20, teaching them to observe all that I have commanded you, and behold, I am with you all the days until the consummation of the age. Romans 8, verses 9, 11, and 16, but you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Yet if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not of him. Verse 11, and if the Spirit of the one who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ Jesus from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who indwells you. Verse 16, the Spirit himself witnesses with our spirit that we are children of God. James 4, verse 5. For where jealousy and selfish ambition are, there disorder and every worthless practice are. 1 Corinthians 2, verse 12. But we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is from God, that we may know the things which have been graciously given to us by God. 1 Corinthians 3, verse 16. Do you not know that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? Related reading. To live in the divine Trinity is to dwell in him as our home. To live in him is to abide in him, to remain in him. Whether or not he would abide in us depends upon our abiding in him. To live in Christ, to abide in Christ, is the first part of our enjoyment of the triune God. The second part of our enjoyment is conveyed by the Lord's word concerning his abiding in us. His abiding in us brings his presence to us, so we live with him. To live in him puts us into the position of the enjoyment of the Lord. To live with him is the enjoyment itself. To live with the divine Trinity is to enjoy the divine Trinity. We need to have a bird's eye view of the entire revelation of the New Testament. That 1/4 of the New Testament is concerning our living in the triune God, whereas 3/4 is concerning our living with the triune God. The Spirit whom God has given to dwell in us is a witness in our spirit, witnessing that we dwell in God and God in us. The abiding Spirit, that is, the indwelling Spirit, is the element and sphere of the mutual abiding, the mutual indwelling of us and God. By him we are assured that we and God are one, that we abide in each other, indwelling each other mutually. This is evidenced by our living, a living in which we love one another habitually with his love. Jesus is nothing less than God with us. This is our experience. God told us that his name is Jesus. But as we receive him and experience him, we say that Jesus is God with us. When we experience Jesus, he is Emmanuel, God with us. If we would experience Jesus, we would immediately say, this is God. This is not God far away from me or God in the heavens, but God with me. Jesus is our salvation. After we experience the salvation, we say, this is God with us to be our salvation. Jesus is our patience. But when we experience him as our patience, we say, this patience is God with me. Jesus is the way and the truth, but when we experience him as the way and the truth, we say, this way and this truth are just God with me. Whenever we are gathered together into the name of Jesus, he is with us. This is Emmanuel, God with us. The presence of Jesus in our meetings is actually God with us. Jesus is with us all the days, even until the consummation of the age. All the days includes today. Do not forget about today. Many Christians think that Jesus is present all the days except today. But Jesus is with us now today. Jesus is not only among us, he is in our spirit. 2 Timothy 4 verse 22 says, "The Lord be with your spirit." This Jesus who is with our spirit is Emmanuel, God with us. According to Isaiah 8 verses 7 through 8, the enemy may try to take over the land of Emmanuel. Do not think this word is only for the children of Israel. Today our spirit is the land of Emmanuel. Thus, we ourselves are the land of Emmanuel. The enemy, Satan, with all his army, will do everything he can to take over this land of Emmanuel, that is, to take over our spirit and our being. Isaiah 8 verse 10 tells us that because God is with us, the enemy can never take over the land of Emmanuel. Perhaps during the past week, Satan tried 21 times to take you over, but he failed every time. You are still here because of Emmanuel, because of God with us.